Congressman Randy Neugebauer is joining us right now. Congressman Neugebauer has 83.2% of the vote in his reelection bid for Congressional District 19. Congressman Neugebauer, thanks for joining us on Town Square Media news coverage of Election 2014.
Well, thank you, and thanks for having me on. It sounds like y'all got the A-team over there.
I also have Chad Hasty and Ken Corbin here in studio as well, Congressman Neugebauer. And we're going to go ahead and call your race for you as well, with you leading again with 83.2% of the vote, your challenger Neil Marshbanks at 13.5% of the vote. So congratulations on another win.
Well, thank you. It's very humbling, and, you know, this is report card day for me, and we're very pleased with the marks we're getting. You know, we pledged to listen to the people in the 19th District, and then we report card for them, and, you know, that's exactly what we've tried to do, and evidently tonight they're going to give me an opportunity to continue to do that.
Congressman Chad Hasty here. Thank you again for joining us. You bring up report card night, and if you look at exit polling data that was done, report card night for just the United States, for the federal government, doesn't look too good. Not a lot of happy people out there. If Republicans take back the Senate, and right now they're plus three, so things are looking good on the Senate side, how do you, in the House, work along with the Senate to turn things around in this country? And what can reasonably be done in regards to what this... in order to stop maybe what this president is trying to do legislatively?
Well, I think one of the things is, you know, hopefully that Mitch McConnell will get the gavel to the United States Senate, and the Senate will open up the conduit over there where we can actually start, you know, sending some bills to the president and making him either sign those or veto them. And if he's going to veto them, you know, explain to the American people why he's doing that. Now, he hasn't had to do that in the last few years because he's had Harry Reid over there blocking any controversial legislation. And so, you know, I think an important part of the process, you know, if the trend continues tonight and we are able to take the Senate and have the House, then I think we have an opportunity to move some things that would limit some of the policies that this administration is putting out.
What do you think would be one of those key pieces of legislation that you would like to see move forward, one of those first things to move towards the president's desk and to put him on the spot?
Well, I think one of the things to do, you know, would be, you know, for example, get the Keystone Pipeline going. You know, that's been something that's been very controversial only with this president. I think the rest of the country supports that a project. But also just to, you know, doing the spending bills in regular order. You know, we've had to do these continuing resolutions, which really limits the effectiveness of the elected officials. And so, you know, that would be certainly something. And but just, you know, getting back to regular order and starting moving bills, jobs bills, it would help create jobs for families across the country, and getting the federal government off the back of small businesses. You know, coming up with a strategy to secure our border is certainly something that, you know, would be some initial things. And I think you'll see, if in fact the Republicans do take the Senate tonight, I think you'll see a pretty aggressive agenda in the first 90 days by the Republicans in both in the House and the Senate.
Congressman Neugebauer, Ken Corbin here.
Yeah.
A lot of the national conservative talk show hosts have been pretty consistently in the last several months beating the drum that we need a change at the top in the House, and Speaker Boehner should be replaced. First of all, what do you think the chances are that happening would be, and do you think that if it did happen, would it really make a big difference?
Well, you know, I think it's pretty late in the game if you're going to mount a race against the Speaker Boehner. You know, we had a change when Mr. Cantor lost his primary, and we had a change in the leadership team over there. And, you know, I think from my perspective, I don't hear a lot of discussion about it, you know, having another big shakeup in the leadership team in the House. So I don't anticipate that happening, but, you know, it's always a possibility, but I think it's fairly remote.
Do you think that, considering the wave that's happening tonight, you know, across the country, not just Texas, but, you know, the gains in the Senate and the increase in the House, that Speaker Boehner will administer himself a little more conservatively than he has in recent years?
Well, I hope so, because I encourage him on a regular basis, you know, for us to be a more conservative party. I felt in a lot of ways sometimes we took a little bit of the easy road, or, you know, we didn't stand up to Harry Reid, as much as I would have liked for us to. And so we'll have a different configuration in the team. We're going to have a few more House members, and as you indicate, could have, control of the Senate, and hopefully that will make the leadership feel empowered, for a pretty bold agenda. America needs a bold agenda right now.
Congressman Randy Neugebauer joining us here on Town Square Media News coverage of election 2014. Congressman Neugebauer winning re-election tonight. Robert Pratt from Pratt on Texas is joining us as well. Robert, I think you have a question for the congressman.
Sure. Congressman, I don't know how involved you've been, but we've got an interesting candidate who beat Kiko Canseco to challenge Pete Gallego in Texas 23. So far, an early voting, Will Hurd, a really interesting fellow, is leading 53.5%, and almost all of that is from the big vote center, the early vote out of Bexar County. Your thoughts on that race?
Well, I've been watching that race very closely. I've been involved in that race financially and met with Will on a number of occasions. And Will is a great candidate, a former CIA guy, very smart. He has worked extremely hard. And his stronghold is he is from the Bexar County area.
Right.
And I've been watching that race very carefully tonight, Robert, and I'm very encouraged. I saw some polling numbers, early on that didn't look that all that optimistic, but in the last 30 days or so, that race is, closed and which been brought in some outside money, and then the NRCC came in and put some additional money in that race as well.
Congressman Randy Neugebauer joining us here on Town Square Media News coverage of election 2014. Congressman Neugebauer, a question we had asked State Representative John Frullo earlier tonight, and just applying it to yourself on a federal level, when Congress reconvenes in January, are there going to be any specific committee assignments that you're going to put in for, or anything new that you would like to do on the Hill?
Well, I'm a senior member of three committees, the House Ag Committee, the House Science, Space, and Technology Committee, and then the House Financial Services Committee, which is an eight committee in Congress, and I'm a subcommittee chairman there of Housing and Insurance. Most likely, I'll have another spot on as a committee chairman on the financial services, I'll look forward to one, my participation in all three of those committees, but also my chairmanship on a subcommittee in financial services.
Congressman Randy Neugebauer joining us here on Town Square Media News coverage of election 2014. Congressman Neugebauer leading his race right now with 83% of the vote. Congressman Neugebauer, thank you very much for joining us tonight, and glad to see you out at the Lubbock County Republican Party Victory Party today.
Well, it's great to be out here. There's a lot of optimism, and we're looking forward to the trend continuing tonight, keeping our fingers crossed. But thanks again, guys, for having me on your program.